Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The snow's coming fast in upstate New York and across the Great Lakes region. We're up to 4 feet could fall before the weekend ends. Buffalo resident Tina Miller tells WKBW she's taking it in stride.
We live in Buffalo. It's expected.
While the forecast prompts a change in the NFL, as we hear from Bruce Morton.
Sunday's Browns-Bills game has been relocated to Detroit because of an expected monster snowstorm in Buffalo.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's banning truck traffic on parts of Interstate 90 southwest of Buffalo, fearing crashes will close the highways. New concerns about an intercontinental ballistic missile fired by North Korea that landed in Japanese waters. Our Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Japanese defense minister says that the latest long-range missile that North Korea has test-launched could potentially reach the entire continental United States. The suspected intercontinental ballistic missile flew 620 miles at a maximum altitude of about 3,600 miles.
New concerns in Moscow, Idaho, where police say they don't have a suspect in the killings of four university students found stabbed to death in a home. Another police resignation in Uvalde, Texas. Acting Chief Mariano Pargas has retired a day before the city council was going to discuss his termination. That's after the slow response to this spring's massacre at the Robb Elementary School. Prosecutors in Maryland say dozens of priests were found to have abused parishioners. Our Norman Hall reports.
The 463-page report identifies 115 priests who were prosecuted for sex abuse and are identified publicly. It also includes an additional 43 priests accused of sexual abuse but not identified.
A federal judge will decide whether disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes should serve a lengthy prison sentence for duping investors. This is AP News. Twitter's continuing to lose engineers and other workers after an ultimatum by new owner Elon Musk.
Twitter's new owner Elon Musk gave workers a choice: either click on a link by close of business Thursday and pledge to work hardcore or resign with 3 months severance pay. Since taking over Twitter less than 3 weeks ago, Musk fired the top executives, booted half the company's full-time staff of 7,500, and began firing engineers who took issue with him publicly. Three engineers who left this week told the Associated Press they expect unpleasantness ahead now that two-thirds of Twitter's core services engineers are now apparently gone. Musk's managerial bomb-throwing style has some industry insiders wondering if Twitter might soon fray so badly it could actually crash. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. agriculture officials are proposing changes to the federal program that helps pay for groceries for low-income families. This update would keep a bump in payments for fresh fruits and vegetables started in the WIC program because of the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. The Titans continue their winning ways. They won for the seventh time in eight tries by prevailing at Green Bay 27-17. Ryan Tannehill led the way, throwing two touchdown passes.
Guys are making plays. You know, we had opportunities. We took advantage of some underneath stuff that they were giving us, and then when we had opportunities down the field, took advantage of those as well. So I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out and competed.
Derrick Henry put his arm and legs to work, passing and running for a TD. AFC South leading Tennessee is 7-3, while the Packers drop to 4-7. In other NFL news, Sunday's Browns-Bills game has been relocated to Detroit in anticipation of a major snowstorm in Buffalo. Baseball, the MVP awards went out Thursday. The American League winner was Aaron Judge of the Yankees, while the Cardinals' Paul Goldschmidt won in the National League. Pro basketball, the Nets beat the Blazers 109-107. Royce O'Neal's tip-in with 7/10 of a second left made the difference. Portland is now on top of the Western Conference with a record of 10-5. That's good for a lead of one half game over Denver and Phoenix. Hockey, the Devils won their 11th straight by topping Toronto in overtime 3-2. Dave Ferry has details.
Yegor Sharangovich scored 57 seconds into the extra period, giving New Jersey the second point after William Nylander tied it for Toronto with 2:09 remaining in regulation. Jesper Brodd and Nico Hischier also scored for the Devils, who are 14-3 and haven't lost since October 24th. Vitek Vanacek handled 25 shots, and Matt Murray made 30 saves for the Leafs.
Streak or no streak, New Jersey doesn't have the NHL's best record. Boston does. The Bruins beat Philadelphia 4-1, and forward David Krejci admits he's impressed by his team's being 15-2.
It's hard to win one game, but win this many games, 17 games, 15 wins, that's crazy.
Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. She's the first woman Speaker of the House, and when Republicans take over leadership next year, Nancy Pelosi says she will not take a leadership role with the Democrats.
Never would I have thought that someday I would go from homemaker to House Speaker.
Pelosi has led Democrats in the House for nearly 20 years.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
Democrats Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, and Pete Aguilar of California could be in line for leadership roles. Pelosi's announcement also comes after the brutal attack on her husband, Paul, last month in their San Francisco home. Fresh off winning re-election, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer tells the AP she has no plans to run for president in 2 years.
I've never been interested in going to D.C. because I love state government. It's where you can really make the biggest difference in people's lives and see it. And that's why, this next 4 years, I'm thrilled at the opportunity to serve, and that's going to be where my whole focus is.
A Customs and Border Protection agent and a suspected smuggler died during a shootout off the Puerto Rico coast. Two other officers were injured. Her lawyers say WNBA star Brittany Griner has begun serving her 9-year sentence for drug possession at a penal colony in Russia. Richard Stephen Fairchild died by lethal injection in Oklahoma for the torture killing of his girlfriend's 3-year-old son in 1993. Kenneth Eugene Smith is scheduled to die tonight in Alabama for the murder-for-hire killing of a preacher's wife. Alan Weisselberg, Donald Trump's longtime finance chief, choked up on the witness stand in New York, saying he betrayed the Trump family trust by scheming to dodge taxes on $1.7 million in company-paid perks, including a Manhattan apartment and luxury cars. This is AP News. His niece says Robert Clary, known for his role on TV's Hogan's Heroes, has died of natural causes. He was 96. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Why do I always have to risk my life?
Clary was the last surviving member of the cast of Hogan's Heroes. He played the French corporal Le Beau. He also performed in stage musicals and on daytime dramas, and he recorded several albums. Clary was born in a Jewish family in Paris and spent nearly 3 years in Nazi concentration camps as a teenager. His parents and 10 siblings were killed under the Nazis. Clary believed his youth and ability to work kept him alive. Clary gave talks about his experiences later in life, and his family says he always told students, don't ever hate. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A federal judge in Florida blocked a law pushed by Governor Ron DeSantis that restricts certain race-based conversations and analysis in colleges. The judge called the so-called Stop Woke Act positively dystopian. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stocks started the day on a sour note after indications the Federal Reserve may need to raise interest rates much higher than had been expected. The Fed has been raising rates aggressively, trying to tame inflation by applying the brakes to the economy. And now James Bullard, who leads the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, is suggesting its short-term rate may have to go as high as 5, 6, or 7% to really put a dent in these stubborn inflationary conditions. The Fed has already raised the rate to around 4%. Economic reports are showing inflation starting to ease somewhat, but consumer spending and a very strong jobs market are keeping it hot. The Fed is likely to get more aggressive, making borrowing more costly and further heightening the risk of recession. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Facebook is still banning Trump for now. Donald Trump's suspension from Facebook and Instagram will stand for now,
despite his candidacy for president. Meta, which owns both platforms, says it has no plans to lift the ban on Trump, which was imposed after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump may not have to wait long to return, however, as the suspension will be reconsidered in January. One change will be immediate. As a candidate, Trump will no longer be subject to Facebook fact checks. That's because under Facebook rules, comments by elected officials and candidates for office are not subject to fact checks on its site. Over at YouTube, a ban imposed following the January 6th attack does remain in place. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, has criticized Twitter's decision to boot the former president, but said it will be up to a content moderation committee to decide whether to reinstate banned users. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence feels the voters are looking for new leadership. Former Vice President Mike Pence, in an AP interview, says the Republicans' disappointing midterm shows voters are searching for new leaders. He also talked about the attack on the U.S. Capitol as Congress was acting to certify President Joe Biden's election. He says he watched cell phone video of the mob breaking into the building and rampaging inside.
I couldn't help but think, not this, not here, not in America.
Pence adding,
I believe everyone that rioted at the Capitol needs to be held to the strictest account of the law. I said it that day, and it continues to be my position.
Just after Donald Trump announced a third run for the White House, Pence wouldn't say if he thinks the former president is fit for the job. But the former vice president also implied he is a potential alternative for Republicans seeking conservative leadership without the chaos of the Trump era. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Thanksgiving is a week away, and producers of the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York are showing off six new floats. Some of these floats look familiar. Besides Baby Shark, there's Jeffrey's Dazzling Dance Party by Toys R Us, and there is a float about a new movie.
World of Dreams. You can't wish for whatever you want here in Slumberland.
Art director Eric Hutspeth says a lot of work went into the Slumberland float.
It started with the design, it goes into 3D modeling, and then from there we go into drafting and engineering and carpentry, steel, all of it.
Executive producer Will Cross says the goal for all the Macy's floats is to
create moments on the street that are immediately recognizable and impactful. So whether it be a character, whether it be a creative direction for one of our floats.
And all these Macy's floats are huge, as much as 30 feet high. I'm Ed Donahue.
The bite of inflation will be felt at the holiday table for this year's Thanksgiving and Christmas gatherings. Higher prices are hitting everyone this holiday season, and food vendors are seeing some of the largest increases. Turkey sellers face a double whammy, prices doubling around $6 a pound, with supply lower because of avian flu. At the wholesale level, the price of eggs have more than tripled since last year. Milk prices rose 34%. Small companies like bakeries and food specialty stores have to raise their prices, but they're also worried about driving customers away during this key holiday season. So they're trying to find ways to cut their costs, like one baker who's reducing her specialty Bûche de Noël down to one log from two. Others are throwing in a free item if a customer spends a certain amount. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.